Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Sparky, so when the news broke, Jabari Parker off and the Bucks didn't get anything for him and he was getting $20 million a year. You and I talked about it. You were there when Jabari gave us a lowdown. He was willing to play for $18 million. Did the Bucks blow it?
Well, I'm not going to pay him $20 million either, or $18 million. That's just too rich for my blood. That, to me, didn't make much sense. Now, from a Bulls perspective, it makes a lot of sense, obviously. It's a one-year deal, essentially. So if he blows his ACL again or doesn't have a good year, they're free and clear. They still have a ton of money to spend in free agency next summer, and it doesn't screw anything up for him. If it does work and he becomes a star player like he and others think he can, then it works fine. They have him under control for another year, and they can figure out what they want to do going forward with him and the other players in that starting five. I think it's a solid deal for the Bulls for a one-year experiment. And then for the Bucks, no, it stinks because you lost a 20-point night score. And now what do you do from here going forward to try and replace those points? That will be the answer that everybody's searching for.
So I guess my next question is, Jabari he was the second overall choice. I mean, he had a ton of talent. Some of it was untapped, obviously, because of the two knee injuries. You know, I'm not going to say they blew it because they let him walk away completely uncompensated, but Gary Wolfel was just on and he said that it was the front office either didn't care or were ill-prepared. Is there a side of that argument that you would take?
I don't think they wanted him. That's my belief. I don't think they really were down for wanting Jabari Parker for more than minimal money, which, again, I can see based on his injury history, and they wanted him more to prove himself before they went and gave him big money. And if there was any ill will between him and the front office or distrust, which I got a feeling there might have been, that probably played into it as well. Like I said, we talked about that first offer where, came out by ESPN and he laughed at it. Jabari said and said, not a chance that happened pretty much. I don't know. At some point, somebody was lying. Now, I don't know if it was him lying. I don't know if it was the Bucks lying, whatever, but they were both telling different stories. So somebody wasn't being honest about something. And from that point on, obviously there's a lack of trust from one side or the other that knew they were telling the truth. And I think once that relationship gets broken, it's hard to fix.
The relationship between Jabari and Giannis, how much do you think that actually played into this?
I don't know. He told us everything was fine between those two. That's what he said. And then you hear from other people that, maybe it wasn't as fine as far as, how they play together on the basketball court and so forth. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. You would think that Giannis would know what was going on. Giannis was the one that said Jabari was going to be back this year, one way or the other.
Does it make Giannis look disingenuous now?
I don't know. I mean, it's not in Giannis's control unless we find out it is. I mean, if it comes out, at some point that Giannis was one of the reasons why they decided to let Jabari go, that Giannis wasn't on board with having Jabari, then it makes Giannis look really bad.
Would it bother you if that's the case?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, that's kind of snake in the grass stuff. That's say one thing and then do another. So you would hope that's not the case. I can't believe it would be. Giannis doesn't seem like that type of dude to me. I mean, we all don't obviously know him. We just know the public, Giannis, so I don't know what he's like. When the cameras are off or whatever else, everybody says he's the same dude. So I find it hard to believe that that's the case.
Now what do they do? Now, you've got a little bit of money. You don't have a ton of money, but you got a little bit of money to spend. But, do you like the Brooke Lopez signing? Do you like Ersan signing? Do you like the moves that they're making? Or do you think that there's more that needs to be done?
I like both signings. I thought Brooke Lopez was a very nice deal because you're not paying him anything. $3.5 million for 1 year, big deal. If he works, great. If he doesn't, so be it. It doesn't really hurt you at all going forward long term. The Ilyasova deal, some people say they overpaid for. But again, $7 million in comparison to what you're paying these other guys like Dellavedova and Snell and Hentz and everything else, it's a pretty good bargain. It's only a two-year deal. If he doesn't work out this year, you always trade him next offseason with an expiring contract, with 1 year left to go on his contract, and use him as part of a trade. So I don't think that's a horrible deal either. If he comes in and he shoots well, obviously he wants to be here. He lives here in Milwaukee. Then that's a bonus, because that's what they need. They need somebody to take what Teletovic's role was supposed to be last year, and that's what Ilyasova will do. Plus, he's physical. He'll rebound the basketball a little bit. And now, really, with Ilyasova, you're really going to ask him now to provide some scoring off the bench consistently that you were trying to get from Jabari Parker in the second half of last year, because somebody's got to replace those points. And I think this also makes it more difficult now to really validate trading Eric Bledsoe, because now you really need his offense.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Is Bledsoe the next guy to go?
Yeah, if they would have brought back Jabari, I would have said yes. I thought for sure Bledsoe would be gone this offseason, but with Parker gone, I find it difficult to believe that they're going to trade Bledsoe's offense. That I think that's just a hard sell. And, you know, and they're saying in Atlanta, Dennis Schroeder is probably going to get traded by the Hawks, or what that's lining up to be. I don't like that fit in Milwaukee at all, because he doesn't provide any offense. That would really put a hamper on things, with just Middleton and Giannis being the only offensive players on this basketball team that can score consistently. That would be a big problem.
Before we get out of here, I want to know, what are your thoughts on the rest of the East? I mean, if the Bucks, the way it sits today, and you start to go into a regular season play, and you're looking at this, are you looking at Boston and Indiana, and where do the Bucks fall? Are they a top four team in all of that?
Boston, Philly, Toronto, Bucks, probably even my top four right now, and then Indiana, Washington, Detroit. They're probably that next tier after that.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that, I think most people are expecting them to be in the top four. You'd be in the top four, you went head-to-head with Boston in the postseason. Boston was the team that everybody thought was going to end up, and had Boston been stronger, they may knock off LeBron and company and end up in the finals, but you went toe-to-toe with them. I just, the marketing for me this year is, hey, come and see Giannis in our new building, and I don't know what else you have, right?
Right, that's pretty much right, yeah. Giannis in the new building, that's what you're selling it on. And then hopefully they do something. Next summer, they're going to have money, and we'll see what they do with it. And whether or not Giannis can attract another star, we don't know. And Philadelphia is still trying to get Kawhi Leonard. So Philly gets Kawhi Leonard, and Boston has Hayward and Kyrie Irving back. I think both those teams are going to be tough for the Bucks to catch. But there's no reason they still can't be around that three seed battling with Toronto.
How much money are they? Do you know off the top of your head how much money they're going to have to spend next year?
I don't off the top of my head, but figure Bledsoe's expiring. Middleton's going to opt out to become a free agent and cash in big time next summer, you would think. That's the assumption everybody is under at this point. So you'll have that. And then you'll have expiring deals coming up for next year, with guys that will be coming up on the last year of their deals that will be movable as well. So they'll have a lot more flexibility and room to do things next summer than they did this summer.
You made the statement, if Giannis can attract a free agent, everybody keeps saying, well, you know, it's Giannis. I mean, all the guys that we had on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour said, yeah, you know, you come here, great city, new building, great facilities, and Giannis. Does Giannis have to go to the next level for guys to genuinely say, okay, I got to come to Milwaukee because this guy can lead me to a championship?
Yes, I don't know. I think a lot of free agency is relationships. I think that really is what it is. You know, who's boys with who wants to play with who, and who's she boys with? It kind of almost feels like a Kobe-type deal here, where he's not really boys with anybody, per se. You know, he talks with them or whatever, but is he really tight with any of those guys outside of Milwaukee? It just doesn't appear that way. Milwaukee's not a city like, oh, Miami, there's no taxes, it's beautiful and warm year-round when you're playing. Go play here in Milwaukee, you're playing in snow. Not literally outside in snow, but you're dealing with the snow and all that other stuff that goes along with it. The new arena, the new practice facility obviously helps. But if you're going to come here and play with Giannis, it's because you used to think you have a chance to win in the East and get to the finals. And if Giannis is the lone great player standing on this team, with Milton going into free agency and Bledsoe being gone, then you're going to have to be convinced that you and Giannis can get this done. And that's a big question mark for me, is, you know, who's his guy that's going to want to come play with him? Because as of this point, I haven't heard really anybody talk about wanting to come play in Milwaukee and play with Giannis yet.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I keep waiting for, is people keep saying they want to come and play with Giannis. My question is, that's great, but who and when, and who are these people that are saying this? I know people would want to work out with him in the offseason. Remember, LeBron's the one that said,
right,
hey, you know, I'd love to work out with him in the offseason. That's fantastic. But
right,
Nobody's really saying, hey, we got to go to Milwaukee because Giannis is there. I know players inside that locker room are, but man, it's hard for me to think that a lot of guys are going to clamor to come and play with him when you haven't been able to get on the first round of the playoffs.
And the other thing is he's got to be able to go out and recruit. Get on the phone and do what you got to do to try and get guys, convince guys in free agency next summer of why, you know, DeMar DeRozan should come play here. Not DeMar DeRozan, Klay Thompson, why he should come play here versus somebody else or go somewhere else and play. The Knicks are going to be in play next year to get themselves a free agent. Kyrie Irving is the one that it's thought to be possibly heading to the Knicks. Kawhi Leonard might be another, even though he's talking about L.A. Jimmy Butler's name has been mentioned with the Knicks. So all of a sudden, if you add two stars to go along with Porzingis to the Knicks, and you have Giannis standing by himself in Milwaukee next summer, that's going to be a problem. It's going to be a big problem.
So what is the likelihood for everybody that's panicking right now that thinks that, you know, hey, you let Jabari go, you're not really stocking a team up, we're not going to get free agents to come and play here unless he's one hell of a recruiter. What is the likelihood that Giannis says, come play with me, or I can't get people to come to Milwaukee, so therefore I'm going to go play with them?
That's fine. That has to be the concern. It just does. And we won't really know what happens until after next summer, but you're not going to be bad enough to get a top three pick to go with him right now. You're not going to be like that, so you're kind of stuck in that situation. You're not going to hit a home run in the draft. It doesn't look like anytime soon. So the only chance you have is trade or free agency. So maybe John Horst and his guys can get DeMar DeRozan in a trade from Toronto or something along those lines. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what they do. But if he can't get him in free agency, then they're going to have to be able to acquire guys in trade.
Spark, always good, and I'm sure it's going to be an interesting offseason continuously, so we'll tap your brain again, okay?
Sounds good.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show on our flagship station, 105.7 FM, The Fan, out of Milwaukee, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.